Parental Advisory Warning. Parental Advisory Warning. The following episode may contain topics and strong language that are too explicit, which may not be suitable for some audience and inappropriate for children. Listener discretion is advised.
I give thanks to my wonderful Lord and my Father God for His Spirit and His anointing. Lord, no man can take away. So, here's the thing about God and life. He prepares us. Even when they have to remember that some of the new technology is powered not just by battery, but by signals in the air.
Yeah.
That's what you want to try to stay away from, signals in the air. When God do something, guys, he be all in the midst of it. The signals in the air, look at that. We got to remember about the signals in the air. They're everywhere. So, I'm going to say for today that know what frequency you're on. Know what frequency you're on. And I say that because, once again, His Spirit will not fail us. It will not fail us. It will not mislead us. It will not take us in. It just will not mislead us. You all, I don't know if you know, but I was given a gift to go to Spain recently.
Oh, man.
Woo! How'd it go?
It was a blessed gift, is what I'm going to say. And just like they showed us weeks ago, the TI is supposed to be God. We know that's a lie. We know that's a lie. And when we stand in the Spirit of the Lord, we know a lie when we see a lie. That's what I'm going to say. This trip, it was wonderful. The hosts were wonderful. The people that I was with was wonderful. And everybody is seeking to go somewhere else because they're told it's so wonderful. Let me tell y'all something. Yes, sir. No. You know, that was a blessing from a cousin of mine. She actually paid for the trip, and she wasn't able to go. And called me and told me, get your plane fare and go. So God provided the plane fare and I went.
Okay.
Yeah. So once again, when we're in His Spirit and we know His Spirit, you don't let anybody change that or take that from you. That is the most precious gift you can ever have. Don't let anybody take it. Don't hand it over. We supposed to hold that as ransom in our hearts to the day we leave.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
See, I went over there, and like I said before, I want to go. Well, you better be prepared. What way you talking about you want to go to? Yeah. It's only one place that I look forward to going, and I am so joyous to get there when I get there. I know I'm joyous. I love to worship. And that's heaven. We can worship all day and all night. Angels are worshiping before we begin, so I just join them and keep on worshiping. But Spain is a part of Earth. And y'all know that you know, Lucifer wants to reign on earth. He wants to be the king. But y'all do know he still really don't have no power. Y'all know that. He has to go and ask the Father if it's okay. Okay, well, all right. So I went, and I went into this place that they said is the first cathedral ever built in Spain. And these people are talking to give you history about it, but the Spirit of God says, no, they still talking. You guys want to make these statues and you want to put gates around everything that you have in this temple, and yet you also have pictures of demons and bad spirits in this temple. You put gates around it, but you let people walk into these gates. Out of all of the gates that you had, you were only willing to allow people to come inside the gate where the demons were carved into the work, into the arch, into the seat, into the walls. You open the doors for people to come inside of here, get close enough to touch. But you know about spirits, and you know about, I said, I'm just saying, I love the Lord and I love the Holy Spirit because he kept me covered. I walked in there. And here's the thing. This is what's really strange. You're inside of this place that is supposed to represent Christ who walked this earth, but y'all treated him like garbage. But now you want to put these gates up everywhere, right? Keep you from touching, keep you from seeing. Why, if you loved him, you wouldn't allow people to touch him? I don't understand. But you put gates on that stuff. But you open up the gate for people to walk through. This place you got on the inside, in the middle, and you let them walk through. But they can touch these other things. Tell me what's wrong with that picture. What's wrong with that picture is, if I touch it, which I can't touch it, but if, even if I stand close enough and I believe that it can do something over my life, it will take on and do something over my life. That's how spirits work.
Yes, they do.
Why did you leave that open and not this?
Yeah.
So when I first walked in, people, I'm thinking I'm filming everything in there because I just want to see it later. I walk past and I'm filming, and I walk past. And I don't know, I can't really see without my glasses. I didn't have a glass on. I'm just going to film. God said, go back and the glass. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you for covering me. I zoom in on this thing. And then I zoom in a little bit closer. He gave me vision to see, so I said, see. I said, what on God's earth is this? These are demons. These are evil spirits that you carved into the wood, and yet you let people walk all up and through you. If you was going to keep anything captive and with chains on it, that's what you should have held captive. Right. What is I'm telling you people, everywhere that hears my voice, know him, know his spirit, hold on to it, because ain't nothing going to pull us through. Now, for those that think that it was just carved in the wood, I want you to know that demons are real. I have seen them. I have fought with them. God made them take their hands off of me. Because I don't belong to them. I belong to him. So, with that said, I've watched demons take over other people.
Oh, yeah.
People that I love.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whoa. I'm standing. 10 toes down, as the young folks say. I'm not giving up. My Lord and Savior for nothing and nobody. I know he's gonna come through when there's nothing else. Let me tell y'all. The enemy is tricky. He comes when he thinks your guard's down. He came into my house no sooner than I left. But what he didn't realize is my house is never alone. Those that dwell in my house are never alone. Because, and I've preached this to you to this congregation before. We are appointed angels. Yes. And you give your angels charge. Amen. Over those things that what you know you need help. Mm-hmm. I didn't leave my house and left it totally unprotected. But the enemy thought that he was going to come and tear down and destroy it. I tell y'all, I think I got a rabbit in the house. I used to think that, but I'm not going to be quiet. I got a door covered by an angel. The police couldn't even knock it in. What I said it in. And he walked inside and took my grandson, who's happened to be sleeping, Isaiah. Yes. He walked in, he banged on my door, trying to knock it down. My grandson went on out there to them and see what they want. They had no proper guards. But he walked out very kindly. And guess what? He walked out the jailhouse very kindly. And everybody said, what happened? Jesus is what happened. The God I serve is what happened. That's what happened. The enemy wasn't satisfied in that, y'all. My baby boy went downtown to have a good time. Dressed to a tee, y'all. I didn't know what he had on because I wasn't here. But my baby took care of all the financial business that he was supposed to take care of and helping his mom. He even blessed me. Mommy, I know you ain't got nothing but a spoon. He took care of all the bills. He said, I got all the bills covered. I'm good. He poor. I want you back. My baby went. They tell me he had on a pair of shoes. They had in the parking lot. So y'all know we can shop. I'm a young folks. I said, okay. Well, my son go downtown and have a good time. Gets shot. Mm-hmm. Surgery. But God, I'm going to tell you what God is doing. I don't care how many guns you got on you. I don't care what you think you got around you. Ain't nothing going to keep you safe but God. Know that. Ain't nothing going to keep you safe but God. I don't care how many homeboys you got. I don't care how big or small what you carrying is what you carrying. Ain't nothing going to keep you safe but God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the angels that he appointed to cover. Notice, it got to be an angel to the point that you can't point your own, but you ain't got a call like that. So you got a call from the heavens. But, well, my baby got shot. He had that surgery. Was conscious enough during all to call his sisters and brothers and tell them what happened. And then the enemy still think they got a right over that child's life. That child been playing for the Lord since he was 2 years old.
Come on now. Tell it.
It says I may strain, but even in it all, he prays. My son prays. Even in it all, he prays. God's going to bring him back because he gave him to me as a gift. Now look at how a gift, then a gift, then another gift. He gave him to me as a gift. And he came and he played and he played and he played. And he's still a gift. He gave me a trip to go away. And the gift that he gave me, that he's still here because he keeps my family safe. I'm millions of miles away, but my family's. That's God. How wonderful he is. How wonderful he is.
Do you or someone you know is in a domestic violence relationship? If so, please visit the Community Advocates Milwaukee Women's Center Division to enroll in the Nevermore Batters Prevention and Intervention Program. Community Advocates Milwaukee Women's Center aim to end and prevent intimate partner violence by addressing the motivation and behaviors of partners who are physically, sexually, and or emotionally abusive with their partners and or children. Nevermore provides services to men, women, and children through their classes and groups at no cost to the community. For more information on how to help with eliminating abusive behavior, please contact either Ms. Dorothy Howard at 414-349-8824 or Ms. Angie at 1-708-368-0294.
We have to remember he is awesome. He is worthy to be thanked. He is awesome. With him, we really, really don't have to worry. We really don't. And worrying is a sin. So, as I was away, and I get these phone calls, and I said, whoa, but the devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. I got up in the middle of my bed, and it was, well, one or two in the morning, 8 a.m. here, and it was 1 or 2 p.m. there, not 1. Yeah, it's like 9 a day, you know, that aisle there. Okay. It's okay. It's all right. But just know that God is real and his anointing is real. And it being day and night, here and there. And I got up out my bed because I was really relaxed. I never stayed in bed past, I don't know, 6, 7 a.m. But I got up and I started worshiping and praising God right there in the midst of the phone call I got. And I said, I don't worry about nothing. And one of my girls said, Mama, he was talking. He was like, hey, I've been shocked. Y'all ain't even going to come on down here. It was the last week. He said, hey. I said, was my baby hollering? No, Mama, he wasn't hollering. He just said, he'd been shocked. I said, okay. I wasn't worried about that too much as long as he was talking. As long as he was talking. Because I know who loves him. As long as he's talking, he's able to pray. As long as he's talking, he's able to say, hey, it will not be the best of me. Let's go. What y'all doing? Move around. Let's get this right here. But you cannot give man power over you. You cannot. You have got to come to understand that our relationship with God is carried on, and it's carried on actually from generation to generation. It definitely is. Because all I could think about was how my great grandmother used to pray. And I went back in my mind of being a little girl, I'm 5 or 6 years old, and I was run over by a car, high speed chase, etc. Police was after me, and he ran me over the track before. And I can remember seeing my grandmother kneeling on that concrete in the street. She was kneeling, and I was standing and watching her. I could see my father and my mother rushing, getting in. Well, y'all know you can't see all this stuff, but you have it in the hands of the Lord. You can't see everything and everybody like that. Only he has the power. And I remember, I could see her walk into her door. And when she closed the door, God brought back to my life. He brought that to my remembrance for me because he was God. And nothing and nobody can touch you or take you unless he allows it to happen.
Amen.
I desire to complete what he has given me to do. And in doing so, I'm going to give y'all this scripture to let y'all know he is real. And this scripture, he gave to me just a few seconds ago, believe it or not. Because they say, be prepared and you be ready and you never have to get ready. Well, that's what happens when you serve God. It says, to the angel of the church in Sardis, and this is, I don't lose the scripture, and I mess up this technology a lot, so just I'll try to find what the scripture is. But to the angel of the church in Sardis, right, these are the words of him who holds the 7 spirits of God, and the 7 stripes. It's in Revelation. Yes, it is. There it is, guys. I'm going one.
Okay. Yep.
I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Mm-hmm. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. I refuse to not to finish the work that he's given me. That's what I refuse to do. For that reason is why I won't relocate, because he didn't tell me to. So until he tells me to relocate, I'm not going nowhere. And the enemy keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. He eventually gonna be tired, because he's gonna know I can't move on. I'm gonna go on about my business. That's it, it's tread when you hear the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Remember therefore what you have received and heard. Hold it fast. What did I tell y'all to hold on to today? Hold on to what? God. Hold on to God. Hold on to knowing that you know that he is God. Hold on to his anointing. Hold on to his voice. Soft, spoken, still voice that rings down inside your heart. When you get scared, he says, when you get worried, you say, let me go, my God. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on to him. Hold on to his word. For it is unchangeable. And repent. See, that part right there, that's one of our tools to keep us close to him. That's one of the tools that keep you with the ability to hold on to him. Because you don't know when you have offended someone. You don't know all the time that you've done wrong. It's okay. That's part of life. If it was not part of life, he would have not given us the skill, the tool, the opportunity to repent.
Repent means
I'm sorry for that. Repenting means I'm sorry and I'm too weak, Father God, to stop it. But I need you to help me. Repent when you don't want it anymore. It just keeps showing its head. Father God, forgive me. I can remember the time, y'all, when I was coming, stop using marijuana. I said, you know what? He ain't gonna win. He's not gonna win. I mean, how long I've been smoking this stuff? I rolled up, I said, Father God, forgive me. Father God, take it away from me. Take the desire to touch it. Take the desire to smell it. Take the desire to taste it. Take it away from me, Father God. For I can't do it by myself. I need you. See, that's repenting. In the midst of it, I'm repenting about it. Don't care how it makes me feel, I'm still gonna repent. And then I turn around, and in the midst of it, I also have it. I also thank you, Father God, for delivering me from this thing. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Because I believe that when I repent to him, he heard me. I believe that he's going to take it away from me. And guess what? He took it away. He took it away. Yes, he did. Even when it comes to things like, see, the body is flesh. And it has desires, right? And it gets desires for things based upon what is taken into it.
Right.
You know? So when you take certain things into the body, you have to do certain things to release those things from the body. Praying is one of them. Believing in prayer is another. But now, say you are addicted to cake. I'm coming off of cake too. I don't know y'all. Because I love me some cake pies and donuts. But guess what? It don't love me back. I gotta take it down. You know what I'm saying? I gotta take it down. So instead of eating that cake, I got to maybe eat some fruit. Drink some water. And sometimes I gotta walk away. It's a whole lot of that. Gotta walk away sometimes. And sometimes if I get that donut, I don't eat the whole donut, I eat half of it. You know what I mean? Because you have, in moderation, you have to learn how to take it away from it. Just a little bit at a time. Take it away. Give it away if you have to. Just a little bit at a time. Give it away. Just a little bit at a time. But believing and knowing what God got for you, can't no man. That's for sure. That is for sure. So we have to believe. We have to repent when we do wrong in the sight. Even, you know.
Do you or someone you know is in a domestic violence relationship? If so, please visit the Community Advocates Milwaukee Women's Center Division to enroll in the Nevermore Batters Prevention and Intervention Program. Community Advocates Milwaukee Women's Center aim to end and prevent intimate partner violence by addressing the motivation and behaviors of partners who are physically, sexually, and/or emotionally abusive with their partners and/or children. Nevermore provides services to men, women, and children through their classes and groups at no cost to the community. For more information on how to help with eliminating abusive behavior, please contact either Ms. Dorothy Howard at 414-349-8824 or Ms. Angie at 1-708-368-0294.
I'm going to say this. Everything is not a sin.
Okay.
The sin is how you use it and when you decide to take it before God.
Yep.
That's the sin. Mm-hmm. So it's not a sin to eat cake.
No, it's not.
But when I'd rather go to the bakery than go to the church, I got a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
When I'd rather get up and run in the kitchen and make me toast bread or pancakes, and my feet can touch the floor, and I can say, thank you, Father, for this day, for the air that you breathe inside of me, there's a problem. You understand what I'm saying? That's a problem. That's where the problem comes from. But I'm really hoping. Okay. We got to wake up, strengthen what remains, and is about to die. For I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold it fast. You got to hold it. He's giving you something to do. You have not done it because all these other things have gotten in your way. Don't let those things get rid of. Repent, even when you do do wrong. We got to repent whether we know we've done wrong or not. You know why? Okay, so I'm in Revelation 3.
Chapter 3, 1, 2, I'm in number 3,
remember. Yeah. And repent. Repentance is our tool that we have to use. So I want us to use it. He wants us to use it. It was not so, he was not given it to us. He says, but if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief.
All right now.
Whoa. There's no time limit, God, but he said he's going to come like a thief if you don't wake up. So you've heard his word. You've seen his spirit work miracles because I am one. I'm standing before you. And the doctors said I would never have children. I have 6 and about 27 grandkids. So the devil is a liar, right? Man cannot determine nor can he dictate what God has for us. Alright? So, you got it. You got witness. You got proof. Y'all got proof. Y'all see, right? Okay. Now, he says, but if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. So, we don't know when he's coming. But if you don't wake up, if you don't wake up, he's going to come like a thief. Thieves come and do what? They steal. Yeah, because I guess if they steal certain things, it'll destroy other things.
All right now.
Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. So if they haven't sold their clothes, I think that means they woke up, right?
Yeah.
Mm. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. So if their clothes aren't soiled, and they will walk with the Father in white, for they are worthy. The one who is victorious will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out the name of that person from the book of life.
All right.
But I will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels. Well, well, well. He's not going to blot out my name.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to take my name from the Lamb, book of life. For I have received Jesus Christ as my Lord.
Yes, yes,
yes. And no one can take him away from me.
All right, yeah.
And I'm not going to give him up.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
When we take that, know that it is a process.
Yes, it is.
It is a process,
yeah,
to go through life,
yeah,
and to learn how to overcome,
yeah,
those things that come up.
Hallelujah.
For the Bible is the basic instructions before the demon. It is the only book that if you read, it is going to read you back. It's going to read into your life. It's going to read things out of your life. Know it and hold on to it. Don't give up. When times get hard, don't give up. When there's no other way to go, you go down on your knees and you call on him. In the midst of the storm, in the midst of the stranger, in the midst of things that we just don't understand, we have to call on Jesus. The only name with the power. It is the only name with the power. And I tell y'all, in that, what's they call it, the cathedral place, I was calling on the name of Jesus. I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to name Jesus. Cover me, Father. Cover me as I walk through this place. Because I don't know what this place is, but this ain't you. That's what I do know. I also know that I have to call on him when I don't understand.
Amen.
We don't know everything. None of us. None of us. But there is one thing that I know, and no matter what man says on this earth, I know he's real. I know he's alive.
Hallelujah.
I know that in him I see things.
Yeah.
I know that because of him I can walk up and tell you what says the Lord. Without that, I can't tell you nothing.
Thank you.
I'm not going to even attempt to tell you.
All right, all right. Thank you, Lord. Thank
That's
you, Lord.
How that goes.
Thank you, Lord.
He could have not prepared me more.
Yeah.
And every time,
yeah,
and I have to say every time, yeah, I promise you guys, I did not come up here under the power of the word.
Right.
No shape, form, or fashion will I come. He gives me a lesson to study and a thing to study. He also gives me life experiences to go through. This today was walking through Spain. I was going to call it Siberia, y'all. And it might be Siberia. I'm not a history buff.
Okay.
I'm not a history buff. But I said Spain. So, y'all kind of know a little bit more about the history thing. So I'm going to ask y'all, is Siberia in reference to Spain? In location, it's not, it's Russian.
Siberia's on the other side of all Siberia is more like, Siberia's over by Russia.
Yeah, Turkey.
Yeah.
Okay. Turkey. Is Turkey close to London? What's close to London?
That would be British.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be British.
Well, guess what, y'all? I went to Spain. I had to fly to Rome and London to get back to America. So guess what? Wasn't none of it no different to me.
Exactly.
I promise y'all it wasn't. I can't understand how it's all European.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Slave.
You know what? I could see that. I'm so glad you said I could see that. You know why I could see that is because we were there and we were wondering, like, they were turning down their tips. And we kept saying, why? They think that's offensive. They're there to do their job. So the slave mentality is
still
there.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that I kind of was a little, they're, the people that service are kind of rude. But when I said to them, bring me, or go get it, they did it. They simply did it. Like, we were sitting at a table, and two of the ladies was at the table with me. They said, they wanted some hot chocolate. I got my hot chocolate myself. It was amazing. It was delicious. But they were like, that is good. I can't use it. They said, can we please have some hot chocolate? You know, like what she got? They went on, kept pouring coffee all around everywhere. I went down my food, I come sit back down, my hot chocolate's on. I said, bring me some more hot chocolate. Hey, bring them some hot chocolate too. One of the girls, she said, we must be the wrong color of dark, because and they looked, because the lady came back and everybody's hot chocolate, we would be the wrong color of dark, but they wouldn't be that American girl asked them to. I said, if they don't want tips and it's their job, then they're here to serve. Be the queen that you are, tell them what you want, and they'll go get it. And they don't even, I don't believe they realize it. They don't realize it. Because I'm telling you, I have to say, with the God I know, I'm not changing for nothing. I just am not that excited about places and people. Because spirits come with it. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful. And we have to hold fast to what God has given you. And I'm going to give this one little last word on this right here. And then I'm done. Be careful what you take. Careful who you hang with. Careful where you go. Because spirits are. That right there. You definitely need discernment. You definitely need discernment. It says here, For the clothes of soil, the one who is victorious will, like them, be dressed in white. Like them, meaning the angels that's already with Christ, they're already walking, they're already marching. I will never blot out the name of the person from the book of life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels. Whoever has ears, let him hear. But the Spirit, what the Spirit says to the church. Y'all know I'm talking in spirit. I walk in that lane, come by the Lord, come by the blessed blood of Jesus that I serve. To the angel of the church, Philip. These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. When he opens, no one can shut the eye. And what he shuts, no one can open. Glory to God. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength. Yes. Yet you have kept my word. And have not
Thank you.
I will make those who are Gentiles who claim to be Jewish, though they
did not. What they do?
I'm sorry. Who are of the synagogue of Satan, claim to be Jewish, though they are not, but are. Life. I will make them come and fall down and acknowledge that I have loved you. I'm going to stop right there. Because he has done all of this. He has kept his promise before me. He has given his word in all things are possible for those who love the Lord. Keep his word. Pour a little bit inside every day, every hour. Never stop praying.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. I never stop communicating with him. If we do, we lose.
Yes, Lord. Yes, we do.
To lose the Spirit of God is like walking around blind. It is crazy. This is not a place that I care to go. It brings about confusion and discord. It brings about jealousy and hatred. I desire not to live like that. I desire not to be a part of that. But I want to say, I have my name in the book of life, and I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to be disobedient. I thank him for life experiences. Because that's something definitely can't nobody take away.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.